Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud, or in your heart. I know who I play for. Today's sacred rebuke is about power without principle. Because power itself isn't the problem. Power is neutral. The problem comes when power is pursued without alignment, without integrity, without truth. Power without principle doesn't liberate. It dominates. It doesn't create. It consumes. It doesn't build. It destroys. And here's the sting. Power without principle might look strong for a moment, but it always rots from the inside. Right now, especially in the United States, it looks like power without principle is winning. We see politicians caught in lies, corruption, even crimes. And yet they rise higher, raise more money, gain more influence. We see corporations destroying environments, exploiting workers, and inflating prices while posting record profits and calling it progress. We see leaders who wound people behind closed doors still celebrated in public, given awards, and held up as models of success. And the sting of it is this. It looks like they're getting away with it. It looks like integrity no longer matters. It looks like morality is mocked while ruthlessness is rewarded. It looks like those who exploit and manipulate are the ones who prosper. But here's what we must name. They don't stand alone. Their power is propped up by silence, by complicity, by people who know the truth but choose comfort over courage, by people who see the rot but turn their heads, by people who whisper in private but refuse to speak in public. And there is a cost to that silence. Every time we look away, trust erodes. Every time we excuse it, corruption grows bolder. Every time we stay quiet, darkness spreads deeper. Complicity doesn't keep you safe. It stains you. You may think staying quiet shields you, but silence makes you part of the rot. You start carrying the stench of what you refuse to confront. And here's the painful truth. Power without principle doesn't just corrode the person holding it. It corrodes the whole system. It poisons communities. It fractures families. It dismantles trust. It leaves people cynical, wary, and bound. And while the rot eats away at the powerful, the people who believed in them, the ones who trusted, who hoped, who stayed silent, are left carrying the deepest wounds. That's the rebuke. What looks like strength is actually sickness. What looks like winning is actually rotting. And what looks like safety in silence is actually complicity. Sooner or later, rot always reveals itself. But by then, The cost of silence is heavy, and the wounds of complicity are deep. The word has always been clear. Power without principle cannot stand. Proverbs 29:2 says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people groan." Look around. Do you hear the groaning? That's what happens when power is divorced from principle. The people bear the weight of corruption, while the powerful sit high on thrones that are already cracking beneath them. Isaiah 10:1-2 issues this rebuke. "Woe to those who make unjust laws, to those who issue oppressive decrees, to deprive the poor of their rights and withhold justice from the oppressed of my people." Notice, the warning isn't just for the leaders. It's for anyone who participates in, enforces, or stays silent in the face of injustice. God calls it out for what it is: oppression. Ephesians 5:11 presses even deeper. "Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them." Silence is not neutrality. It is disobedience. To ignore the rot is to give it room to spread. To stay silent while corruption thrives is to become complicit in its growth. And here's the sting. Scripture shows us that judgment doesn't only fall on the corrupt leader. It falls on the system that upheld them. It falls on the people who turned their heads. It falls on the silence that let rot fester. Over and over again, the Bible reveals this pattern. Pharaoh, Nebuchadnezzar, Herod, they built power on cruelty and illusion. They appeared unstoppable. But every single time, collapse came, because power without principle always collapses. Always. Metaphysically, power without principle is a distortion of energy. It looks strong on the surface, but energetically it is unstable because it is built on separation, fear, and control. When a person or a system holds power without principle, it's like building a house on sand. The structure may look tall, it may even impress from a distance, but the foundation is already crumbling. Energetically, it cannot hold. And silence? Silence is resonance. If you refuse to name the distortion, your energy begins to align with it. You begin to carry its vibration, even if you never intended to. Complicity ties you to the very frequency you claim to despise. This is why Neville Goddard teaches that imagination creates reality. If you imagine corruption as untouchable, if you silently accept it as just the way things are, you are feeding that reality. You are unconsciously giving your energy to the lie. Florence Scovel Shinn reminds us, your word is your wand. To remain silent in the face of corruption is to lay your wand down and let someone else cast over your life. Energetically, silence is not neutral. It is agreement. So here's the metaphysical rebuke. Every time you choose silence over truth, you give your vibration to the rot, and that rot multiplies. But every time you name the distortion, every time you expose it, every time you realign with principle, you shift the frequency. You pull energy out of illusion and back into truth. Energetically, power without principle is always temporary. It may strut for a season, but it cannot endure, because only what is aligned with source has eternal resonance. Everything else collapses under its own distortion. Now, take a breath with me here. A deep one in and let it out. This one stings, but remember, the sting is where the healing begins. We just name that power without principle corrupts, and silence makes us complicit. So now the question shifts. Where does this live in your life? Because this isn't only about governments and corporations. This is about you, your home, your work, your relationships. Reflection one, where have I seen power without principle in my own life, at work, in my family, or even in myself? Did I stay silent? And what did that cost me? Reflection two, where have I turned my head, ignored the rot, or excused behavior because it was easier to stay quiet than to speak? Reflection three, what would it look like if I tested the fruit in front of me instead of swallowing the illusion? What relationships, commitments, or systems might need to be reevaluated? Reflection four, if silence is complicity, where is source calling me to raise my voice, to set a boundary, to say, this is not aligned with me? Reflection five, and finally, ask yourself, what would my life feel like if I chose principle over comfort, if I aligned fully with truth, even when it stings? Write these down. Let the words move through you. Let the sting become a cleansing. Let it cut away illusion so that compassion, truth, and sovereignty can rise. Because here's the gift. You don't have to stay bound by silence. You don't have to carry the stench of someone else's rot. You can choose principle. You can choose truth. You can choose alignment. So here's the truth. Power without principle may look like it's winning, but it cannot last. It is rot, and rot always collapses under its own weight. And silence? Silence may feel safe, but it is never neutral. It makes you part of what you claim to despise. But the moment you choose truth, the moment you choose principle, the moment you say no more, you break the agreement. You shift the vibration. You step back into alignment with source. And here's the promise. When you stand for principle, source will sustain you. You may lose false comforts, but you will gain true peace. You may feel the sting in the moment, but the fruit that grows from your stand will be sweet, nourishing, and eternal. So let the sting save you. Let it cut so it can cleanse you. Let it expose the rot, not to shame you, but to free you. Because this is what a sacred rebuke does. It wakes you up. It realigns you, and it calls you back to truth. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for, and I choose principle. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, stay rich in truth. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.